always great to have this young lady in our studios to talk about the two-day Red Cross Bloodmobile event coming up next week, Tuesday and Wednesday. Red Willow County Fairgrounds Community Building, the one and only Kathy Carman. You've been a little busy lately, haven't you?
I have. I've been running around the Colorado, eastern edge of Colorado, and we had four drives in a row with Fleming and Sterling, and we were in Yuma, and then yesterday we were at Joe's, and so just we need to collect. We are in an emergency need for blood, all types, and we can't ask you, enough to just say, hey, take a minute, prep yourself, drink a lot of water. It's dry out there. I mean, even though it's wintertime, we are so dehydrated, so to speak.
McCook, besides this two-day one, the college has had one. Anytime Fitness has had one. There's been other ones around the area. So a lot of bloodmobiles in the month of February.
Yes, yes. And this is a hard, well, and we know everybody's been sick. You know, it's, excuse me, we've been ill. And so we have, when you're ill, you can't give. You've got to be healthy. That's one of the first questions that's asked on the history. And if you can't answer that, yes, you really can't donate for your benefit more than anything because you don't need to get sicker with it. But yeah, Monday, the YMCA drive is going to be over at the East Campus at the college. And then we go the 2 days. And then Anytime Fitness is on Friday. So, yep. So we've got us covered. So if you can't make one of those in that week, you know, next week, I don't know, you know, what we can do for you. But the high school is going to go later in the month of middle of the month of March. So we still have that, too. But yeah, just getting out and giving blood right now. The need is high, and I know that the sickness, the Red Cross has said the sickness in early January and now has been the worst that they've ever seen.
Really?
And so we lost from the start of January 1 to, it was like maybe middle of this month. We had already lost 800 units or 800 drives, 20,000 units. And that's because, of course, the sickness. And on top of that, then the snow that hit the eastern edge of the United States, because drives can't go. They can't go. We can't get there, you know. So there's just such a high need right now for blood. And so if you're healthy, get yourself healthy. You've got a couple of days here. Get yourself healthy and come in and donate. We've got openings. All the locations they're pretty open. I mean, you can still schedule. I think Anytime Fitness is probably our fullest one, which she does a great job. But we'll be reaching out. If you want to jump online and sign up, that is great. Do that. Or you can call me at 340-5424 is my cell, and I'll be able to get you. If I can't answer it, just leave me a message. You know, we can do it that way, too. But use your rapid pass to get you through a little quicker. That helps that good 10, 15 minutes faster. And then with the physical findings, and I thought that's good. February's heart month, Rich. And so one of the things that was mentioned in our in the part of it is that since it's heart month, it's, you know, you physically want to just take care of your heart, your cardiovascular. When you come to the blood drive, we do a physical check with you. We take your pulse, your blood pressure, and we take, we check your iron count. We don't have to prick your finger anymore. And then we also take your temperature. So we make sure you're healthy to be able to come in and give. But sometimes people catch that and it's like it's higher, it's out of our range, and they need to go check it out. And some find out that they've got some things going on. And so it's a really kind of great routine check without having to pay any money, and you're helping save lives in the process.
I'm one of those guys. I, back in the day, found out I had some things to deal with just giving blood, so it got worked out. So it's a great thing.
It is. Yeah. It is. And it is mostly kind of the heart side of things that you find out about. And, you know, how many of us don't like to go to the doctor? Most of us. You know, it's not a thing you want to do. Once a year is almost too much. But it's just an easy check. You know, it's just an easy check. And if something happens and you can't give, you know, don't worry about it. I mean, be okay with it. Come back when you can, you know. And we have some. It's exciting because there's three cancers that if you have had three cancers and it's prostate, colon, and breast. Those three cancers, if you get through your treatments or whatever it is you're doing, and you're done, and you are clear with a year clear check, you can come back and donate. I was at Joe's yesterday, and a guy came in. He goes, I don't know if I can give. You know, I had cancer, years. And my lead talked with him and did, and he was eligible to come back.
Good.
And before that, cancer, just the word was, nobody could, you know, years ago. And I've been doing this 31 years or so. And back in the day, if that was what you were dealing with, there wasn't even an option. But they have done more research and found out that if you're clear, it's definitely a good thing to do.
Got some other incentives going on, some specials.
We do.
Okay.
We do. So when you come in this time, all presenting donors actually earn a $20 e-gift card to the merchant of your choice. And I think there's options, like a lot of different options to pick from. And then one of the things that they added just this month, and just for our region, which is Nebraska, Little Eastern Edge of Colorado, and then into Iowa, we are giving away $500 airline gift card to a donor that has, you know, given or presented to give at one of the blood drives. And it's a drawing at the end of this month, and we did it in January too. So just helps kind of give you that, well, you know, if you're going to fly, why not see if you can get the gift card? So having that, and then I guess those are my two primary things on that. And just knowing it's Heart Health Month, and why not come and give and share your gift, because we can't manufacture it. You know, it is from generous volunteer donors that come in and do that. And it's the blood on the shelf that saves the lives, Rich.
Once again, if you don't have the app on your phone, you need to download that blood donor app, don't you?
Yes, you do. I've had more people say, oh, I love to see the blood journey. So they find out what state, what facility it actually goes to. And that's kind of cool to know that it's going out there and helping save up to three lives if you're a whole blood donor. And if you're a Power Red, which right now we're really needing more Power Reds. So if you haven't ever given Power Reds, think about it. There is a height and weight requirement for females and males, and you guys can reach out to me or go online and check it out. But it is one of those things that it really does help many people, and a lot of times it's mostly cancer patients. Why patients need blood, and I thought this was cool. Of course, we talked about cancer. But patients have used blood in childbirth complications, trauma, sickle cell disease, surgeries, and transplants. So those are kind of, I want to say, maybe one of the biggest the biggest ones that you would need that for. But being able to give every 56 days, you can come in five to six times a year and donate. And most of my drives in my area out here all go far enough apart that if you're a whole blood donor, you should be able to get to go to each one of those and make it like routine. Make it like, you know, you're making appointments, make it like an appointment that you do every 2 months. And that helps us because the blood is perishable. It does have a timeline. The red cells have a 42-day timeline. The plasma has a year frozen, but we really haven't had enough to freeze. The platelets actually only last about 5 days. So we need to move quickly with that. And this snow, I thought, oh man. But we've been able to get everything where it needs to go. And so the blood is traveling well at this point. So that's good.
Folks are eligible for this 2-day event. And it's every 2 months usually with eligibility, right?
Yep. 56 days on it. And then Power Reds, though, they have to wait 112. Okay. So they actually skip a drive. So they come in three times a year, but they still give the same amount as if I come in six times a year because I can only give one. They can actually give two. And it's not like the volume isn't a lot more than what it is, but it's all just red cells. And those are pretty valuable when it comes to being a cancer patient.
Listening to us right now, they can give you a call, can't they?
They can. And it is next week, Tuesday, at the Fairgrounds Community Building. We are starting at 12:30 and going to 6:30 on the first day, Tuesday. And then Wednesday, we go 11 to 5 on that. And so there's a morning one. I think at the Flex Room at the East Campus, that's an early morning one, and so is Anytime Fitness. So both of those are a little earlier than we go. We usually try to catch the later side of the day.
And a lot of this, area seniors are helping put these Bloodmobiles together, and that earns them scholarship money, doesn't it?
Yep, it does. It does. And it's a great way. It's kind of a win-win for everybody. Mm-hmm. It's great community service for the seniors. And then they get to do kind of the adulting kind of thing, so they get to talk to people and recruit and do that. It's important to do it and ask. Most donors that haven't given or have given said, you know, somebody asked me to give, and that's what started my process of giving then. And just know that you're being asked by me today just to come out and donate. Give it a try. Prepare. Drink water. Eat well. Get a good night's sleep. Come in with your ID. We do need that, or mm-hmm. your donor card, or the blood donor app has a digital donor card on there. So once you've given, it's all right there, and you can do your rapid pass. Right. And that's all right on your phone if you want to do that. You don't have to. You can do it on paper, print it off from the computer, and do that too. I want to ask everyone. And the one big thing that they have come up with is sharing your race during your health history today, or any of the days that you go. It's important because there are patients that need the different race, different ethnicities that are out there. And so we need a diverse donor base. Mm-hmm. And I know that some areas don't have a lot of that. But the areas that can, or if you are Hispanic, African-American, those are ones they're reaching out to for sickle cell, for their group needs them to donate. And it's just so important to consider that. And really, it's not a too big a deal. It really isn't. It's a great feeling when you know you can help save lives.